How are you doing at taking a rest? This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and we are in 33 Days to Eucharistic Glory. And my dear brothers and sisters, it is day 15, and God wants you to rest. Every time that I begin a retreat, I normally take people to the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus says, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. God rested on the seventh day to teach us to rest, and we're disobedient. We hate rest, and because we hate rest, we become restless, and then we don't like ourselves, and we don't live as we're called to live. Early on in this pilgrimage, I asked the question, are you going to rest? I said, for us to actually make this consecration, we need to do our daily devotions. We need to find some sort of accountability, someone to maybe ask the question every day. What's one thing you took away from today's reading, today's devotion? And I said, we have to spend time in silence. Bare minimum of 10 minutes every day. Get to adoration, get to Mass if you're able to do so. How are you doing with resting? I have the opportunity every day to train athletes. I train runners. And it is impossible for me to force my athletes to do workouts every day. They will actually break down, end up at the trainer, and not be able to compete. You can't train the human body to go, 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 go. We have to rest. And we need to find our best rest with just being with Jesus, to just be in his presence and to know that he's working on us. So on day 15, I want you to recommit. I want you to recommit to reading this book. I want you to recommit to accountability, to a small group. I want you to recommit to silence, to resting. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Let's not be restless, let's rest. In doing so, find our true selves and be the saints of God's kingdom. Amen.
Hi, I'm Matthew Kelly, and I hope you are enjoying the spiritual pilgrimage. The response to 33 Days to Eucharistic Glory has been amazing. As a result, we've decided to host a very special retreat in Fatima this October to consecrate America and the world to the Eucharist. I would like to personally invite you to join us in Fatima this October for this extraordinary event. Visit fatima2024.com to learn more.